Curtis, somebody, based on what transpired during the break, somebody, as they would say, ain't going to find their feet on the parquet any longer.
I am so happy on the rare occasion we get a text about something negative and it's not related to me.
You are sharing fraudulent information.
Well, I'm sharing positivity to club.
I would like to say good morning and hello to a regular listener of this program, my guy Sully.
Our guy Sully.
Sully, I'll take the tickets you usually give to Wiggy.
I would like to point out that you are wildly incorrect about the Celtics and beer prices.
But I didn't say the Celtics were the reason why. Courtney, what I say?
You said, the most expensive beer.
Right, and because the Bruins upcharge them.
You are wrong about that.
So. They do, though.
Okay. Well,
but the Bruins are upcharging them. It's not on the seas, though.
Listen, when you're getting free bags, whether it be merch or tickets, it's tough sometimes. You blow that opportunity based on what you I'm sorry.
That's why I said it is time for the
Celtics. Sully, I will reach out.
That's why I said it's time for them to get their own arena.
All right. Man. Speaking of the Bruins, Mike Milbury is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, by FindMassMoney.gov, and by Time Out Market. Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. Good morning and welcome back, Mr. Milbury.
Hello, everybody. How are we?
How was the off season?
It was good. It was a great summer on the Cape. It was perfect weather. In fact, it's still beautiful today. It's been awesome. But I want to talk about the pigs. Where was this pig pet from?
Metro West.
Somewhere in Metro West.
Metro West. Well, I mean, if they have a big farm or something, I guess you can keep a pig. But
are you looking to adopt?
No, I was just going to advise people who live next to the WEI area. They could come in. They have their pick of pigs to pet. Pick of pigs to pet.
Oh,
I thought you wanted some bacon, like me.
No.
Do you have a pet? Do you have a dog?
No, I don't have a dog. I don't believe in those pets.
Oh,
sorry. No, I'm not a dog. We have neighbors down here in New Seabury who walk their dogs in carriages. That's going a little too far for me.
Well, if they're a little older, then you know you got to get.
I'm
them
talking
around.
About the dogs. No, the dogs are fine. It's the people that are older.
Oh, I see.
That is a lot. When you're walking your pet around in a carriage.
They get tired.
I understand. But all right. Well, listen, this team, as we sit here this morning, about 500, are you disappointed so far?
No, I'm not disappointed. I'm not surprised either. There's a ton of changes. They needed a talented center, so they go out and get Lindholm. They need a big thumper on the blue line. They get Zadorov. Probably the two best guys at that position available, but they focused on size. They brought in a host of other guys. And so I don't know if that was a reaction to their losses to Florida the last couple of years where they kind of got beat up a little bit physically. But so far, the group, which is huge, looks a little slow, looks a little out of sync, and it looks a little undisciplined. And if you recall the last couple of years, they were a puck possession team. I mean, they own the puck. They move the puck brilliantly around the ice, but they're still feeling the after effects of no Bergeron and no Krejci. If they've gone to a more dump and chase style, that's sort of a throwback kind of approach, and hence the size. But the size is no good if there's not any speed. You know, if you've got size and no speed, it's a recipe for disaster. You know, checking requires that you got to have a lot of hard work. You got to have foot speed and anticipation. You got to be able to get there, even if you don't bang. That's why the game has mostly been transferred to skating people. And if you get in the face of a defenseman trying to move the puck out of zone, doesn't matter if you thump him, but you get in his line of vision, you can impair it and you can disrupt it. And the thump is great. I mean, that's what the Bruins did under Don Cherry, what the Bruins did under Harry Sinden. They were the big bad Bruins, but I don't know if there's time for that right now. And the last two games, even against Utah in particular, but against Nashville too, for the most part, they were definitely a slower team.
Mike, one of the other things that we've kind of seen pop up again this season, and we talked about it last year, is obviously defensively turning the puck over and then defensively losing track of guys, especially in front of the net. How can they clean up some of those issues?
That should be easy. That really should be easy. I mean, McAvoy should be a dominant player on the blue line. He's been inconsistent, and he's got to get over that inconsistency and earn his paycheck. I'm a little tired of Hampus Lindholm. It looks like he's just blasé out there. I mean, this guy was incredible in his first full season, and I don't know. It just looks like he's collecting a paycheck and not doing what he should. There's no passion to his game. And the game is passionate. You got to have gumption. You got to have some fire in the belly, for lack of a better phrase. But this guy just seems to be, I'm okay. Against Nashville, he throws a backhand pass up the middle of the ice that just goes through. Luckily, he got through everybody and went to the other end of the ice. But you don't do that when you're a veteran like that. You don't make that kind of silly play. He just seems careless and really not very committed. And that's not a good thing for a player of that skill level.
Are you concerned about the lack of production from Brad Marchand?
You know what? Three off-season surgeries. He's 36 years old. He's put on the second line. And, I think you can only hope that he's going to come around. And I'm sure he will. He's too hard a competitor not to have some better production than this. But, they have a lot of players still not playing in the right position. I mean, I happen to think Lindholm is a second-line center, not a top-line center. I don't think Zach is a top-line forward. I think Charlie Coyle is he's a favorite of mine, but every time I say that, I get in trouble because I say he's a favorite of mine on the third line. He's a beast there. That's where he's comfortable. That's where he should be comfortable. Give him credit for sort of stepping up a little bit when he was asked to play second line, but his position should be third-line player, and so should Zach. But that gives you holes somewhere else. No team's perfect. And the Bruins are trying to patch holes where, it's really not the right spot for certain guys. But it's what every team has to do, and we'll see how it works out. But what does concern me is the lack of discipline. I mean, against Utah, Marchand turned the puck over, and Utah scored. It got turned over because it was offside, but Montgomery went down there and smacked him on the shoulder pad. It didn't hurt him or anything. It was not child abuse, but, I mean, you could see the coach's anger.
Yeah.
Zadorov has a penalty in every game. Lots of stick infractions. That means you're not getting there in time. You got to reach out and pull somebody back or trip somebody because you're there a day late and a dollar short. And that's not a good thing.
Well, it seems to me like your fourth line has really been your best line so far.
It's not even a question mark. I mean, everybody had Kostelec as a fourth line player, but he looks more like, and I know Montgomery said this, we were playing him 12 minutes. Maybe we should be playing him 17. He's probably right based on what the other lines have done. But you're not going to go far in the playoffs if you're relying on your fourth line, who's going to play that 12 minutes a game. It's just not going to happen. You got to have better production, better performance. He talked about, Montgomery talked about the process. What's the process? It's the process is everybody working together to get in on the forecheck with some speed. And if that's the process, you wonder whether they followed the right recipe in getting to that end.
Mike, you talk about how many surgeries Marchand's had. That's going to be coming to an end pretty soon, that career, and there will be a changing of the guard. Obviously, it'll be Pasta, Coyle, McAvoy, those guys. But when you look at the offseason acquisitions, who's the future of this team? Who do you think can actually make an impact and stay with the Bruins for the long term?
Well, they have to be betting on Lindholm and Zadorov. They gave them long-term contracts and put a lot of investment into them, so they have to be there. I don't know about some of the other guys. What is Frederick going to be in the end? Can he push himself to a second line position? You'd like to hope that he could do that. Poltra, he looks a little, he's smart and he's cagey. I'm a little worried about his foot speed. I mean, he's agile but not very fast going from point A to point B. Lots of question marks for me as to who's going to be there, but they certainly need another centerman with good skill and good speed and can deliver pucks to the wingers that should be able to put them away.
Mike, sensitive topic, I know, but what'd you think of the big long-term extension for the young goalie in the Bruins?
I thought they should have given it to him 2 months earlier. I think he's going to be a bargain in 5 years. He's their best player by far. I'm worried about the second goaltender that was kind of a salary dump from Ottawa. I think it was a salary dump. I don't think the Bruins were in the market for a goaltender. They've got some other options in the minor leagues right now. But Swayman is he's their best player. He's going to be their best player for a while, and I just don't know how many games he can stick under his belt and be as effective. He's not a very, I mean, he's a really skinny kid, but he's a competitor, and he works efficiently. So I think he's going to get 60 games, which is what the old-time goaltenders used to get, or at least in the last 25 years.
I'm talking a lot lately about job security as it relates to Gerard Mayo, but how about Jim Montgomery?
You know, it's really hard to pin it on him. He's had had great regular season success, and that's not what counts, right? I mean, what counts is going deep into the playoffs, but I don't know that you could argue against the position that he's taken them as far as they could go. And, you know, Florida beat them the last 2 years, and they've lost to them twice already, once without Tkachuk and Barkov in the lineup, which is not a good sign. But again, it's early. But I think probably he maxed them out. I mean, you could argue the first year that they lost to Florida, he should have made a goaltending change, and that might have made a difference. I would agree with that, but we'll never know. But, you know, if this thing falls apart, then they may want to make a change because they've made investments in a lot of people for like Lindholm and Zadora for the long term, and they expected better results from them. But it's early. Let's wait and see how it goes the rest of the way. They need some time to come together as a group, but there are definite concerns. I mean, the questions about their speed, about Lindholm and players out of position. And Marchand, he's got to find his mojo. I think he will to a certain extent, but, you know, Courtney's right. It's 36 years old, and the end is closer than the beginning.
Mike, we've kind of had this conversation here. Obviously, you're the expert. You know a lot better than us. I think a lot of our expectations, you know, here, we believe that the Bruins should be able to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, and if they don't, then there's a good chance that Montgomery gets fired. What is your expectations with this team? Is it Eastern Conference Finals?
I'd say that would be my expectation. I don't see them being better than that. If you have one center who's a bona fide top six center and not another one, till you find another one, there's a major hole in your lineup. And it's not easy to find them. But as again, I refer to Krejci and Bergeron, that was such a great tandem for so long. And they left such a big hole. And now they've patched it a little bit with Lindholm. And they need to find some magic in another center position, because it all drives through that center position, as far as I'm concerned.
Mike Milbury, so great to have you back on Bruins Thursday.
All right, guys, good to see you.
Enjoy walking the pets or whatever you're going to do.
And I enjoyed Wiggy's theory on beers, or his, I don't know. You can't go wrong Googling anything. Right, everything's good on Google. It's 100% true, isn't it?
I mean, that's what it is.
Appear he is way off.
Google it.
The prices are spot on.
There are Patriots fans who say they've never paid $8 for a beer at Gillette within the last 90 years.
When's the last time you've been to a Patriots game, Sean?
Last year when Mac beat the Bills.
So you haven't been in a while. So.
Well, if it's too expensive, don't buy the damn beer.
Right. Probably better for you.
Right.
Mike Milbury, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. See ya.
Right. Yeah, you're just...
No, it's facts, man. It's all over the internet.
People are saying that your numbers
are... Yeah, that's literally the only story on the internet that says it's $8.50. That's the price of a water.
No. It's $8.58, and then if you include tax, it comes to $10.50.
No concession anywhere is not an even number, because the guy's got the even change. It's not $8.58.
No, I know that, but that's the original price, and then the tax, it comes out to $10.50.
Uh-huh. I see.
$10.50 and some change.
Tax isn't $2, Wiggy.
All you got to do, Sean... is put it in.
You're telling me taxes are 25%?
I would say this. Shine. And for all you non-believers,
the tax is 6.25%.
Put in cost of beer at Gillette Stadium.
I read an article to you that says it's $11.
Listen, put it in. That's all you got to do. And so did you not see the other one?
I had that farther down.
It wasn't farther down.
Yes, it was.
Could someone please send us a picture from a concession
someone
at Gillette?
Someone has to have.
Multiple season ticket holders are saying that it's $11.
Have you seen the text line? There are literally people who work at Gillette Stadium.
No.
Slinging beers.
Slinging
who are texting
brewskis.
In. And,
I have never seen such uniform disagreement right. with a single thing.
I am on AmericanCraftBeer.com.
What would they know about Gillette Stadium?
Oh, well, they know about all beer. It's throughout the whole. It's all over the every stadium in the NFL. American.
I've never even heard of this source that you.
Well, guys there's
are.
A million different sources out there. Pick one. So you're not gonna believe AmericanCraftBeer.com.
Yeah, well,
I don't know what that is.
Well, I just think it's unfair when you take an organization like the Celtics, who I love with all
yes,
my
well, we know
with,
you do
with all my heart.
Right, we know you do,
and they have done an extraordinary job when it comes to taking care of their fans.
Yes.
I think it's wrong for you to proclaim on the public airwaves.
Uh-huh.
When somebody like Sully is listening to
right.
this show.
But I didn't say it was the Celtics.
And to say that the Celtics have the most expensive beer when they do not.
They. I didn't say it was them. I said
it's
they.
Very, it's very,
I said,
very, it's very upsetting.
No, I said they have the most expensive beer, but because of the Bruins ownership, who are the ones who set the beer price. It's not on the Celtics. They are an innocent bystander in this survey or this data that's been put out there. Who's our Google person?
I'm Googling right now. I can't find.
Yeah, no one can. That. That is a keeper.
I literally just put it in, and the first thing that comes up is like, you know, the AI-generated message.
That's what she said.
And it says about everything.
I can't wait till.
I love how you guys don't know how to work a computer now.
I can't wait till you and Mrs. Wiggins.
What is that?
The very first article is Mass Live. How much does a beer cost at Gillette? And when you pull it up, it says
$11. I can't see that on the Twitch.
Gillette. This is concessions at Gillette. A Bud Light Seltzer, $13. Bud Light, $11. Michelob Ultra, $11. Budweiser, $11. Bottled Water, $5. Peanuts, $6.
Okay.
Look at that. $11 for a beer.
And how?
You called it.
And you said, where did you see this?
This is a photo somebody sent
it's a photo at the stadium.
I can't see that.
Curtis, wouldn't you love to be there when he and Talina hand in hand walk into the garden, get their tickets, and start walking down toward the parquet, and the usher says, excuse me, sir, you're in the 300s.
That's all right. I'll still support the team. I'll still support from the 300 level.
Please make room for the patrons who paid for these seats.
And guess what? I'll still buy a $20 beer. No
sorry.
Problem.
Sorry, sir. Oof. You won't be touching the parquet for quite some time.
Talk about unintended consequences.
Well listen. Boy.
Yeah.
So we're looking at $11 without taxes. At
correct.
Gillette.
Yeah, that's about what
I
don't. It is.
I couldn't find that.
Tough, Wiggy.
Yeah. I am going to Gillette.com right now.
I've been there. Can't find it.
I mean, you can't
yeah,
find it.
Yeah, it only shows the selection. It doesn't show prices on Gillette.
Gillette beer prices.
We have a picture of
we literally have
stadium.
A picture at the stadium.
Yeah, I don't trust those pictures.
This is Adam. Adam, hello.
Wiggy, I love you. I'm a season ticket holder for the Patriots, and they're $14 for a draft beer.
16-ounce. I'm not talking about the big one.
16-ounce, $14 for a Sam Adams at Gillette Stadium.
I can't find
$8 for a popcorn.
Well, Wiggy's actually talking about Milwaukee's best. You can get appeals for $9. You get a red, white, and blue for $7.50 if you go to the right stand. All right. Here's Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Patriots practice yesterday. A lot of people missing. No Jalen Polk, Ramondre Stevenson, Curtis Jacobs, Laydon Robinson, Anfernee Jennings, Vidarian Lowe, or Keon White. We've got Thursday Night Football tonight. It'll see the Vikings at the Rams kick off at 8:15. You can listen to that right here on WEEI. The Celtics are on the road tonight taking on the Washington Wizards. Tip at 7. The same time the puck drops for the Bruins and Stars at the TD Garden. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
That was exact. If anybody wonders why the show is doing so well, that was it. I have no idea what we talked about. We were all enraged, and then we laughed. 62 degrees and cloudy, afternoon high 67.